Welcome to episode 314 of the Tent and Thrive podcast, brought to you by Tent and Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Tent and Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Joshua 1, verse 9. This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This week, as we are still in the opening days of a new year, we're focusing on starting over, new life, new beginnings, and second chances. The Word of God is filled with plenty of verses about love, hope, and overcoming obstacles, which might just inspire the way you want to live your life in 2022. But the one thing that you should remember is that whatever you do, wherever you go, whatever new thing you take on, whether starting over or staying the course, the Lord your God is with you. Here are 10 verses to encourage you along the way. Number 1, Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 24. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Here we read about the beauty of a new day, of a new morning. Whenever we wake up, new mercies are waiting for us. What an assurance. If yesterday was not what we expected or hoped for, God's love, mercy, and compassion can power us through today. And note the starting point of our hope, God's love. It is this love that undergirds his grace. It is this love that offers us new chances and new opportunities. Given that love, will we wait for him? We can take God's faithfulness wherever we go. Number 2, John 13, verses 34 to 35. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. When Jesus was on earth, he taught his disciples a new way of living, a new commandment, a new covenant, to love as we have been loved. This is a world desperate for love. This year, ask God to show you new ways to love those within your sphere of influence. How can you love the cranky boss, the embarrassing family member, the inconsiderate neighbor, the panhandling stranger at the traffic light? God's love will be with us wherever we go. Number 3, Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God is making a way for us in the wilderness. He's giving us streams of living water in times that we are in the wastelands. At some point this year, we will find ourselves in the wilderness. Rather than be discouraged, remember the promise, God is making a way. God will make a way wherever we go. Number 4. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. There it is, right in the pages of God's word, we're told that we're being made new. We can choose to believe it and walk in that truth, or we can deny the power of God and his power to change even the deadest of hearts into hearts softened with love. He is making all things new. He is bringing the dead back to life. We can be new creatures in Christ wherever we go. Number 5, Psalm 40, verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. The Psalms are full of praise and singing new songs to God. When you find yourself in a scary new place, sing a new song of praise to God. Praise is our weapon against all enemies. against fear, against doubt, against confusion, against grief, against anger, against shame, against regret. You get the point. Let's keep a song in our heart wherever we go. Number 6, Ezekiel 11, verse 19. I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. We are given a new spirit as children of God. He turns our hearts from stone to flesh. New beginnings, new mercies, newness of life forevermore. We can have a new spirit and indeed a new heart wherever we go. Number 7, Matthew 26, verses 27 to 29. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." His very body, his blood, gives us new life. This newness of life and fresh beginnings isn't anything we can muster up on our own. Christ is our only hope of new life. And he sacrificed his very life for us to have that new life in him. God has established a new covenant, which is in effect wherever we go. Number 8, Ephesians 4, verses 22 to 24. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. This is what we do with this new life in Christ. We put off the old ways, and we allow God to make us over in our new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. We can have a new self wherever we go. Number 9, Galatians 6, verses 14 to 16. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. What matters? Have you messed up yesterday? Doesn't matter. Your mistakes of tomorrow? Don't matter. You are a new creation in Christ. That is what counts. We can boast in the cross of Christ wherever we go. Isaiah 65, verse 17. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. Sometimes we just need to let go of the past and embrace the new season, just like God does. Our goal is to be part of that new heavens and earth. That's ultimately where we want to go. There we have it. 10 verses of encouragement. But besides these verses that we've highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we will be obedient to your will. Help us to read more, to grow more, and to encourage others based on that which we learn. That's our episode. Remember that God called you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.